I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Brian Olson. He is the organizer of the 40th anniversary Pigs in Heat charity hockey game. It's coming up later this month, and here's the details on what's going on with Brian Olson.
40 years, hard to believe. There's a lot of players now that weren't even born when the first game happened.
Yep, indeed.
But the game is March 20th. The game starts at 7, but we would encourage people to be there around 6:30 for opening ceremonies.
And there's always some recognition of officers, firefighters, and a few other things. And that's an important part of it. Tell me about it.
It's actually one of my favorite parts.
Right.
Is honoring these firefighters. There is a firefighter of the year. There's a police officer of the year. And then we look for folks that give special recognition to someone who's done just a great job either on the in their police department or their fire department.
And I know in the past you've also recognized some of the teams in our area with high school and some youth hockey programs and everything that have success. It's really a great community event. But then you get into the game. You drop the puck, get going at 7 o'clock, and tell us about the game. Who's not necessarily specifically who's in there, but when the teams come from where?
Anywhere in Marquette County. All the police agencies in Marquette County and all the fire agencies in Marquette County are, if they have a player who wants to play and they're available and they can go that day, they can right. go ahead and play for the most part. If we have too many, we do have to choose, nonetheless.
It's a nice problem to have that way, I will say that. But yeah. This is all to raise funds for the Pigs in Heat Fire Relief Fund for Marquette County. What is that and how do you use it?
The Fire Relief Fund is used to help people who have been displaced from their homes due to a fire. We offer a few nights in a local hotel or motel so they don't have to worry about a place to stay, and some upfront cash to buy the necessities, whether it's toothpaste or toys for the kids or anything they really want. Last year, we helped over 30 families.
I know. And it's something that you hope you never have to use, but it is a great resource to have in the community. Now, this is a fundraiser. That means that there is a ticket. There's other options. Let's talk about that real quick here. The tickets are available where?
Tickets will be at the door for a dollar, but right now they're available at a lot of fire departments. The City Fire Department in Marquette, City Fire in Marquette also. And other police and fire agencies around the county or at the door.
You can always check. Now, it's a dollar to get in, but you have people that'll give much more than that, or they might buy a rack of them and just because it's a fundraiser.
That's one of the reasons we keep the price at a dollar. Mm-hmm. We want it affordable for families, but we also know that most people will buy more than one ticket.
Again, when and where?
It's at Lakeview Arena, March 20th, 6:30.
That's Brian Olson, organizer of the 40th annual Pigs in Heat charity hockey game coming up on March 20th. With a look at what's going on in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Nidalam.